Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and welcome to Lilydale Radio. The name of this show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I am the host, Colleen van der Zijden. I am a registered medium at Lilydale. I'm also a certified intuitive life coach, a spiritual teacher, an author, and tonight we are going to be talking about forgiveness. And as you join in with me, please do say hello. Let me know you're watching. Let me know that my sound is okay. My microphone is not working again, and I bought a new one and it's still not working. So what can we do? So let me know you're here just so I can make sure you can hear me. As I said, we are going to be talking about forgiveness. And sometimes we get stuck unable to forgive another person. Sometimes we get stuck unable to forgive ourselves. And we are going to talk about what blocks our ability to move into forgiveness. We're also going to talk about some ideas to help you get there so that you can release the pain and suffering that comes when we don't forgive. Before we do that, of course, we have the details. LilydaleAssembly.org. Thank you, Laura, for letting me know it's working. I hope it's good enough. We're going for good enough today. But thank you for letting me know. Hi, Jan. Hi, Denise. Hi, Samuel. So, website, LilydaleAssembly.org. You can find out everything that's happening in Lilydale. The program for the summer is up on the website. I have not seen a paper copy yet, but it is up on the website. Look for the catalog or program book, whatever they're calling it there. And you can go through that page by page online to find out what is happening this summer. Okay, and season opens June 24th. It goes through Labor Day. You can find workshops here. You can find the Healing Temple services, outdoor mediumship services. You can make appointments with mediums here. Lots and lots of workshops, all sorts of things happening here. We do have a couple of stores. We have a post office. We have a cafeteria and another restaurant as well. So we have lots of things that you can do here. And feel free, definitely, if you come this summer, say hi to me. I would love to see you. I know lots of your names, but I don't know what some of you look like for real. So definitely say hi and let me know who you are. That would be so much fun. So LilydaleAssembly.org, you can find out about that. On my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com or BeCourageouslyYou.com, you can find out what I'm doing. I am doing 4 workshops this summer, Manifest Limitless Life, The Empowered Empath, The Courageously You, and Navigating the New Reality After Loss, which is about grief that comes from loss of people, relationships, jobs, etc. We are going to be doing those. But before that all happens, I do have a very exciting retreat coming up. It's the Reimagine Your Life Retreat. It is in person in Casadega, which is right outside of Lilydale, on June 3rd through 5th. We are going to talk about different ways, different strategies to help you start to create the life you really want. We are going to help people let go of that old programming, those things that keep you stuck and you can't seem to move forward. Basically for people who are looking to have their most amazing life ever. We are going to have so much fun. We are going to be talking about strengthening the connection to your inner wisdom, getting clarity on your next steps. We're going to talk about releasing blocks, limiting beliefs, and we're going to do all of that with lots of fun. We are going to play with crystals, dowsing, auras. We're going to play with automatic inspired writing. We're going to play with energy empowerment techniques. We're going to create a life adventure board. We're going to do so many fun things. So if you can join us, that would be wonderful. We still have a few seats left. The early bird deadline for pricing is next week, May 20th, last chance for the early bird deadline. We have seats left, so we either go until the seats are filled or the deadline happens, whenever that might be. So if you're interested, go to my website, BeCourageouslyYou.com. Right at the very top, you will see a link. You click on that. It'll take you right to the information. You can find out everything that it's all about. I'm excited, and I'm going to be teaching it, and I'm going to be participating. I'm so excited. We are going to have so much fun. Lilydale, this weekend, I do want to mention there's a Zoom workshop called The Secret Life of Gemstones on Saturday, 12:30 to 3:30 with Joanne Copley-Nigro. So go to Lilydale's website, and you can sign up there. So there we are. I have told you everything I need to do. As usual, make comments, say hello, ask questions. You know how I love to go off topic, so feel free to do that. I do want to, oh, one more thing. I want to mention my book one more time, Courageously You, Magical Mind Games to Get Unstuck and Reignite Your Joy. I have just completed a podcast interview today, a TV interview this past Saturday, all about this book. People are finding it very helpful. If you have not yet checked it out, go to my website, the book page. You can download chapter one for free and see if it's to your liking. If it is, you can buy it. There you go. Okay, so let's get to our topic. That's right, say hello to more people. I must do that first. So hello, Herb, how are you? And I'm not ignoring you. Everybody, if you have tried to contact me in the last 5 days, I am so sorry. My life is so overwhelming right now. I'm behind on everything, but I have a list of who I have to talk to. Hi, Ashley and Ray and Danette. Hi, Greg. How are you? Hi, Cindy. Hi, Sue, Darlene, Barb, Billy, and Beverly. Hello, everybody. So we are going to be talking about forgiveness tonight. The reason this came up is I was talking to a friend, and I was reminded of past readings that I've had with people where people came to a reading and they were upset. And I had one person in particular, and I've had others as well, but this one I'm thinking of, this mediumship client who was very mad at her ex-husband who had passed a few years before. And with everything that had happened in their relationship, she was certainly allowed and expected to be angry at him. We have repeated sessions once or twice a year, and every time what would happen is she would yell at him and say things and ask questions like, are you happy now? Are you happy now that you ruined my life? Now he's on the other side and she's screaming at him through me, right? Now as a spirit, he would attempt to come through and apologize and he would attempt to give an explanation. But she refused to listen to him. And she said that his explanations were excuses. And she herself had worked through her family trauma and he should have done the same. As I kept meeting with her over the years, I realized she was stuck. She was absolutely stuck. She had used her anger to motivate herself. She wanted to prove that she was good enough. A lot of what he said to her were statements that told her outright that she wasn't good enough, or his behavior or actions made it look like he didn't care for her. And in this motivation of trying to prove herself, it was, in a sense, her way of fighting back against the way he treated her. And she was very much wrapped up in her anger and her pain. And I could see it was really affecting her. And so I talked to her and I suggested that maybe it was time to let go of what had happened, to let go of him, and to consider actually moving into forgiveness. She was not open to this idea. Their relationship was toxic. And at times he was mentally and emotionally abusive. And I can understand why she was upset. But after a few years of this, I became concerned. Even though she had been to a counselor, she still hadn't processed her emotions yet. And she hadn't because she didn't want to let the pain and anger go. She didn't want to let it go. She believed that she forgave him, that meant that she approved of his behavior and that the trauma she experienced became less important. She said that he didn't deserve forgiveness. But what she wasn't getting is that forgiveness is really for ourselves. We don't necessarily forgive to benefit another person, although there are certainly times and situations where our forgiveness does benefit another person. But it's really about helping ourselves. When we choose to forgive, it means we're choosing to let go of the negative emotions. We're releasing the emotional attachment so we can let go of the suffering. We forgive so we can feel better. Sometimes people think, if I'm a martyr and I carry this pain and suffering around, the other person will see it and realize how much they've hurt me. Sometimes they think their suffering will get back at the other person. And then that person will feel badly, and they will apologize for being so hurtful. If you've ever done something like this, or you've ever thought about this, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. Most times, the other person doesn't even recognize you're in pain. And if they do recognize that they have hurt you, they may not even care. So carrying the suffering around like a badge of honor to prove how much you've been hurt only harms yourself. In essence, when we choose not to forgive, we are the ones who suffer. So I'll take a pause for a second and see that who else has joined us. Hi, Carol. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Paula. Yes, it was her connection to keeping him with her, except this was the interesting part, this one particular person I'm thinking of. She didn't want to keep him with her. She wanted to let him go, and she actually said that to me. It's time to let him go. I'm going to let him go. But then she kept talking about him, kept yelling at him. It was very interesting. Definitely unresolved issues there that needed to be addressed on her part. Greg is saying, holding a grudge is like setting yourself on fire and hoping the other person dies of smoke inhalation. How is that for a perspective, right? Think about that. So if we choose not to forgive, and we will talk a little bit later about forgiving ourselves as well, because sometimes that is a struggle for us. We are going to talk about that too. Everything I talk about tonight with forgiving other people will apply for ourselves as well. So when we choose not to forgive, and it is a choice, we always have a choice. We are not helpless. We are not powerless. You have the choice. If we don't forgive, we are the ones who suffer. Paula is saying, repeating the same action over and over is, and we all know the answer to that, right? Someone told me once that when we're angry with someone or focused on how they've negatively impacted us, we're actually giving our power to them. It's not that we're really giving our power to them and making them stronger. What we're doing is we're using our energy to make the negative story stronger. We feed that story when we fixate on it. And when we do this, our power does decrease. We're not giving it to another person. Thinking that can certainly help us want to take it back if it's a person we don't want to give it to, right? But our power decreases, and we move further away from having peace in our lives. We are allowing another person's actions to influence our lives in a negative manner. When we choose to forgive, we take our energy and our power back, and we release that emotional turmoil and the attachment to the story. Now, here's the thing. If you've struggled with forgiving someone else, yes, it does sometimes take a long time for wounds to heal, Beverly. It really does. So in this, and I do want to be clear on that, so thank you for saying that, Beverly. It's not that somebody does something horrible to you one day, and the next day you're like, oh, I'm going to forgive you. No, there is a process that we have to go through. We have to feel the emotions. Sometimes it takes time to get to the point where we can even consider forgiving someone. If we are stuck in emotions like that particular client I was thinking of, and I have had quite a few over the years who are exactly the same way she is. But if we are stuck in that story, we're stuck in the pain, we're stuck in the suffering, this is the time where we have to make a different choice. We have to shift our story. We have to shift our perspective and look for a solution. Because do we want to suffer for the rest of our lives? I don't think so. I know I certainly would not want to. So that would not be good. So if we struggle with forgiveness, this never means, offering forgiveness never means we approve of someone's behavior. People get it a little mixed up, and they think if we forgive someone, that means we go, oh, it's okay, it's okay. You know, I'm not going to suffer anymore, but it's okay. And, you know, it doesn't bother me what you did. No, it still can bother you, and it can be something you remember, but you don't hold on to the emotional turmoil of it. Okay, we aren't attached to it anymore. So forgiving doesn't minimize what happened. We just remember it. We're learning from it so we can choose how we're going to move forward. We're not attached to the suffering anymore. Sometimes we don't even know we're attached to the suffering. We've done it so long, it has become a habit. It's a behavior. And that's the only thing we can think of in terms of helping us process it. So what I'm talking about tonight is maybe looking at some of the stuff from a different angle. So if you get stuck in that, you go, wait a minute, let me try something else, because obviously complaining and yelling at the medium, it may not be the best way to go. To forgive, the most important thing is we make the decision to let go of the negative feelings. We want to make the decision. We want to let go of the anger, the pain, the hurt, the suffering. We want to let go of the resentment. We want to let go of vengeance, too. And why do we want to let go of those things? So we feel better. We want to feel better. That's why we let go of it. As we decision to let go of the negative feelings, we also will want to let go of expecting the other person to apologize or fix the problem. If you think you'll only forgive when they apologize, and usually when we want someone to apologize, we want them to apologize in a certain way with certain words, right? We have to let that go as well. But if we're waiting for someone to apologize before we forgive them and move forward in our lives, we might be waiting forever. And that means you're going to be suffering forever. That doesn't sound like a good time to me. I would rather be much happier with this. We also might want to let go of the idea that we need justice in order to forgive, that they have to pay in some way, that it is necessary for them to pay before we step into forgiveness. This is huge because we may never get justice. It may never, ever happen. And so we're stuck in this limbo land, just waiting for something to happen. I'm sure you've all heard of the stories of, you know, somebody whose child was murdered, and the parent forgives the person who murdered their child. Can you imagine? I'm sure this was not an easy thing to do. And they would have to go through all sorts of emotions and feelings and thoughts and ideas, all sorts of things, to reach that point to be able to extend forgiveness. And sometimes we even hear the stories of people meeting with the person who murdered their child, and they become friends and like family to them. Forgiveness provides such a huge gift to not only us, but sometimes to other people as well. So forgiveness can take some time if we've been badly hurt. We need to move into that place where we allow it to become a possibility. We need to be courageous and face our emotions so we can process them. It can take some time, especially if something has been very big and has really hurt us. We may need to come to that new understanding of what forgiveness is, what it really means, and recognize how beneficial it can be for us and possibly other people. Let me check our comments. Greg, therapist here is fairness. We need to be ready to forgive. It is a choice, but readiness is necessary. Okay, let me see what else he said. Sometimes we feel the need to express or wring out our feelings first and have them validated. And that is so true. Yes, Beverly, the justice one is a big issue because we have been kind of trained by society to believe that people have to pay for their wrongs. And sometimes we want that to happen until we feel comfortable. Now, this is not, like I said, this is not something happens on one day and the next day all of a sudden you're magically ready and you can forgive. It may take time. We have lots of opportunities to practice forgiveness because we have little wrongs and transgressions that may happen throughout our lifetime. So if someone hurts your feelings, for example, and maybe they didn't mean it that way and it just was how you took it, you can work through your emotions and then you can step into choosing to forgive them for that, you know. And so as you practice forgiveness with the smaller things, the bigger things become easier to be able to step into that mode of forgiveness. To get ready to forgive, part of this is that we have to move into some kind of acceptance. We have to come to terms in accepting that possibly this person may have been a horrible person, and it's actually their behavior is a reflection of who they are and not you, okay? So my client who I was talking about from a long time ago, she was, because of the way her ex-husband acted, there was a lot of stuff that happened there, and in a way, his behaviors, his actions made her feel less than good enough. It wasn't true that she was less than good enough, but what happened made her feel this way. His behavior is a reflection of him. We have to accept that they are who they are, okay? That's just the way it is. We have to accept that. We also have to accept that although we may have been badly hurt, that doesn't mean we are a bad person or an unworthy person. In acceptance, we also have to understand that we can't go back and change a situation. We can't go back and do that. So we have to accept that this situation happened. That client that I was telling you about, she was stuck in her anger and her suffering because she could not accept that he did the best he could in this lifetime. She expected more from him, and rightfully. She didn't get it, okay? But she has to consider he is who he is. He absolutely was not a great person, but they can't change it, okay? So we have to move into that acceptance. In this case with my client, she was unwilling to look at it from a different perspective. She continued to focus on what was wrong and everything that had happened that was wrong. Now, as you know, what we focus on becomes bigger. If we can start to look at it from a different angle, considering the idea of acceptance, that will help us move out of our pain, which is our ultimate goal, right? We want to move out of the pain. She also didn't want to hear that she had used this situation to learn more about herself because she thought if she acknowledged her own growth, now she was trying to prove herself to him, even though he's on the other side, she tried to prove herself to him, but she thought if she acknowledged how much she'd grown and that it was a result of what she had learned in this situation, she thought that this gave him the credit for the life that she has now created. If she could understand this idea of acceptance and that everything in her life is there to help her grow and become the best version of herself, she would realize that it's actually about giving herself the credit. She's the one that did the work. This is not giving him the credit. Even though she experienced it from him because of his actions, she's the one that has made the choices and how she has learned from it and decided to move forward. And if she could accept that, she couldn't even accept what she had learned about herself, she would feel better. Without intention, she had learned more about herself, but in her inability to forgive, she was unaware of how far she had truly come. If you have struggled with forgiving someone over the time, you know, and you have a little bit of trigger when something happens, you think about that person, you get a little angry about it still, there may be something in there where you might consider looking at it at a different angle, as we're talking about. We must, acceptance helps us feel the emotions. We want to release the turmoil, right? As always, we have to process the emotions. I say this on almost every show, don't I? You have to feel your emotions. Part of the reason I say it so much is back before I woke up, I was not very good about feeling my emotions. I just set them aside, ignored them, suppressed them, hid them, buried them, whatever. So I've recognized over time how important it is. We have to feel these emotions. And if we can sit in them for 90 seconds, really sit in it and feel it and let it come up, we are truly processing and releasing emotions. So in accepting a situation, we do have to feel the related emotions. It's necessary that we feel them. That will help us. Now, let me look at some of the comments for a moment. Was the husband apologetic on the other side? He was, actually. Ashley, he was apologizing. And he, in the last reading I had with her, suggested that it was time for her to let it go, but she could not hear it. And he understood the pain he had caused, but she wasn't ready. And sometimes this happens in readings, you know. Sometimes somebody will come in, an abuser will come in, a spirit abuser will come in, and I have the person who was abused sitting in front of me. And sometimes the people have worked through process, they've moved into an understanding. And then there are other times people will say, I do not want to talk to that person. And I always encourage people to open their minds and allow the spirit to apologize. Sometimes spirit will come in and they're still jerking. If that's the case, I'm like, go, bye, you're done. You know, that's not the point of the reading. But yes, he was apologizing. He's an addict, and that's his issue. The pain that it caused me, I wore as a badge of honor. I forgive him, okay, I'm going to open it up more, because I know him over the addict. You know who he really is. He hates that my forgiveness has made me grow and flourish. Look at pics and posts from a year ago. And I'm flourishing in this retrograde. Are we in a retrograde again? That could explain something. Yes, isn't that interesting? Now you recognize who he truly is at the soul level, really, right? So you understand, you know, addicts, it's a big issue. You know, it's not that they necessarily have a choice over this, and it can be hard. It's that your forgiveness has made you grow and flourish. Well, congratulations for stepping into that, Paula. It does make a difference. When we continue to tell that story and stay attached to the story of how someone has wronged us, it does prevent us from moving forward, from growing and getting back into the joy we deserve. Beverly is saying, I have a hard time accepting my own deep anger. Maybe I'll address that in a minute, Beverly. Hi, Ron. Nice to see you. Yes, it is interesting, you know, when Jean talks about wearing this as a badge of honor, because so many people who are stuck will do that. But there comes a time frequently, not always, but frequently, where we look at our lives and recognize we cannot go forward for the rest of our lives like this. We cannot carry this burden. When we decide to forgive, it's like this weight comes right off of us. It's like we have been buried in rocks or something, and all of a sudden these rocks have been just pushed aside and we're back to ourselves. And to forgive, we want to feel the emotions. First, we decide. We decide we want to forgive. We feel the emotions. We accept the situation as it is and feel the related emotions, of course, and recognize that you have learned from it. You really have. And that will, all of that, as you're processing, that's going to move you into the space where it's easier to forgive. And Beverly, now what we're going to talk about now is for those of us who might find it a challenge to forgive ourselves for any reasons, right? And sometimes we do get stuck in that anger. You know, we get stuck feeling like we're mad at somebody else, of course, that kind of anger. We can also be angry at ourselves for not having done better, right? The thing about emotions is they won't go on forever. If we choose to step into them, and give ourselves a little bit of time, you know, 2 minutes, you know, just really, really step into it. It will make a difference. And what will happen is they will come up in layers. So you may think that you have processed all of it, and if it's a simple thing, you may. But sometimes it does come up in layers where you do one layer, and then 3 days later you're angry again, and you have to do another layer. But 2 minutes at a time, 1 to 2 minutes at a time makes a huge difference. You will not get stuck in it. Okay, now, for us who find the challenge to forgive ourselves, we may be stuck in shame over our past actions. Maybe we did something. Maybe we intentionally hurt somebody else, or maybe we unintentionally hurt someone else, and we carry that on with ourselves as we go forward. If we've hurt somebody else, we may have tried to apologize and fix it, and maybe we were rebuffed, or even if our apology was accepted, but yet still we beat ourselves up over not knowing better and not doing better. Sometimes we get stuck not forgiving ourselves because we did do something wrong, in quotes, earlier in life, something that was a poor choice or not accepted by society. You know, for the example of if, you know, maybe we were an addict and we've made amends as best we can, but we still carry shame from that because we knew better but somehow got caught in it. But we forgive ourselves. We want to forgive ourselves for the mistakes, in quotes, that we have made, the errors and flaws. Maybe we can't forgive ourselves because we compromised somebody's secret or something, and we shouldn't have. We might repeat that story of everything we've ever done wrong in our lives, And our inner critic, as you know, jumps on the bandwagon to tell us we are not good enough and we are not worthy of forgiveness. In addition to shame, we may have an unaware belief that we have to suffer for what we've done, just like we want somebody else to pay for their transgressions, you know. This belief has been enforced over the years by religious dogmas, you know, some of the older, I don't know what kind of religions you want to call them, where you have to suffer, you know, you have to suffer for your sins, you have to pay for your sins or your wrong choices. We've been taught by society that if you've done something wrong, you need to suffer as well. You need to suffer. But we don't have to suffer. This is a belief that we have picked up. We have been conditioned, programmed to believe. We've picked that up as we've made sense or tried to make sense of the world. But we do not have to suffer. If we are part of the divine energy, and that we are, that is a fact, this divine energy is one of love and light. It is not one that says you must suffer or that you have to pay in some way for something you've done, a mistake. We, of course, may have consequences for our choices and decisions, whether they were intentional or not. Okay, we do have consequences, and things happen sometimes from our decisions. But what we do is we take the best action we can as we move forward and then move into that forgiveness. If we need to make amends, we make amends. And we choose to move into forgiveness for ourselves. We can let go of the belief we have to suffer and instead decide to forgive ourselves. We can do this. We use the same ideas for forgiving ourselves as we do forgiving others. We decide first and foremost that we want to move into forgiveness, and it usually is instigated and motivated by our negative, challenging emotions. We want to feel better. So then we move into this acceptance by feeling our emotions, by really going into them and allowing them to bubble up. Okay? As we're in that acceptance, we recognize we cannot change the past. And here's another point to remember. We have done the best we could. We always do the best we could. Very few of us intentionally don't, right? We try, especially if you're watching this show. I know you do the best you could. Now, maybe in the past there were times where you don't feel that you did the best you could. Maybe you skimped on something or cut corners or lied to somebody. So you can look at that situation, see how you've learned, accept that it happened, learn from it, move on, forgive yourself. You've used these past situations to learn more about yourself. You've taken that knowledge and already applied it. So instead of focusing on the flaws or the errors, recognize your growth, and it's okay. You can show yourself compassion and forgive yourself. All of this, all of these ideas I talked about are to help you move into that state where you're not holding on to the negative things. You're not stuck in the energy. In my book, if you have that, in the back of the book, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but I think it's the last chapter. Yes, it's the last chapter, which is chapter 18, called Creating the Life You Love. In there, and I put it last on purpose, is a forgiveness process where you can go through this and bring the person that maybe you still have some anger or irritation or resentment toward, and you can bring them in their energy, whether they are alive or have passed, in front of you and do this process that helps you bring up the emotions and move through everything that is keeping you stuck in there. So that is in my book that can help you further move into forgiveness. The book, of course, is on Amazon and any place where books are sold. You can order it online. If you don't have it yet, you can download Chapter 1 for free on my website, becourageouslyyou.com or colleenvanderzijden.com. They go to the same place. Look for the book page, and you can download Chapter 1 for free and see if you like it. If you like first chapter, you might say, hey, you know, I really like this. I want to know how else I can help myself live a better life. So that's what it's all about. Getting unstuck, reigniting your joy. That's full of my magical mind games. And so forgiveness, I chose particularly to be near the end because sometimes it does take time to get to that point. We have to move through changing our perspectives. We have to move through our emotions. We have to get our power strong so that we can move into forgiveness. And so that's why I put it more toward the end, because you'll have built yourself up really well, so it'll be easier to do. Oh, yes. Sharon is saying, it is so difficult to try to be positive when it seems the world has become so negative. It's so hard, but I try. Yes, I think many of us are feeling that way. And there is nothing wrong with us for wanting to protect our energy, wanting to limit our knowledge of exactly what is happening out there, limit our interactions with people who are negative. There is nothing wrong with doing that, okay? So we must be aware of ourselves and what we need. When, thank you, Candice, if you haven't written a review yet, please do. I'm trying to get 100 reviews by the end of the year. I've got, I think, 19 or something right now. It's awesome. So if you guys have read the book, please do write a review. That would be so helpful for other people. When you make the choice to forgive for you, you set yourself free. You set yourself free. You are no longer trapped in the stories of the past. You are no longer there. You release your pain, and when you release your pain, you make more room for joy and happiness. When you release the suffering, you make room for compassion. When you let go of trying to prove to another that you are worthy, you discover for yourself that you are worthy, and then you believe it. When you stop being fixated on the pain of the story, reinforcing that anger and hatred, you're releasing anything that is blocking you from expressing the love and kindness that is who you are at your soul level. When you move into this forgiveness and set yourself free, you reconnect to the divine energy of your soul. You are back in that space, which is truly who you courageously are. That is who you truly are. You're stepping into the love, the power, the compassion, the kindness. Forgiveness is essential for creating a life you love. It's essential. And if you have struggled with that in the past, take some of these ideas that I've talked about tonight and think about them and see if they feel right to you. Because when you can consciously, intentionally decide to forgive someone else or yourself, and be brave and courageous and step into it, recognizing how important it is to let go of the suffering and pain so you can have your amazing, wonderful, joyful, meaningful life, you will be blown away by how much better you feel and how much better your life is going to be. So if you have been stuck, try those ideas. And this is all I wanted to talk about tonight. So I hope you have had fun. Check out my website, see about the workshops coming up, the retreat, Reimagine Your Life, June 3rd through 5th in person in Casadega, New York. You can stay in the guest houses in Lilydale. There's quite a few that will be open at that time. And I hear that the cafeteria is open now, like something like 11 to 3 or something right now. Maybe it'll be different hours in June. But anyway, that's open, some place for us to eat. And then some of the other workshops that are happening in Lilydale as well as my own. And if you are planning to come this summer for readings or things like that, you will want to make your appointments in advance, because last year I was booked up way, way in advance. Right now I have quite a few openings because we still have time till season opens, but you may want to start planning your trips and so you can come and have fun here at Lilydale. And if you haven't gotten my book, please do so. I'm very happy that people are finding it helpful. Yeah, Lilydale is so much fun. It's just so peaceful here. And the water project, they're doing my water tomorrow and at my other little house next week. So that's going to be great. So thank you so much. I don't know that I'm going to be here next week. Probably not, because my daughter is getting married next week, and I'm moving out of my little house next week because somebody bought it, and I have Erie Philharmonic this weekend. So we may not have a show next week, but I will post it and let you know. Let's see. For Mother's Day, we gave Mom your book and a reading. Oh, how fun is that? That's so much fun. Okay, you guys have a wonderful night, and I will see you, if not next week, the week after for sure. You guys have a wonderful time, and I will see you soon in person, maybe. Bye.